So you got a question here in the red sweater?
Liberal? Well, McGovern was beaten in 72 worse than any losing candidate since whoever first ran against George Washington. And it's getting more and more painful for a lot of people to remember who beat him and who they voted for. His name was Richard Milhouse Nixon, and he was a fucking rotten bastard and a dishonest pig, and he got not nearly enough what he should have gotten. You talk about losing battles and, you know, degrading the system. There's that. Nobody has done more to discredit the idea that a democracy can work and the decent people can be elected and run it than Richard Nixon. He shamed us all. But not so much that 62% of the people in the country didn't vote for him in 72. And those bastards have it on their conscience, and they should.
Would you like to ask a question back there?
Yeah, it's rather disconcerting to hear you say that with the removal of President Nixon and, you know, you feel that a lot of the big evil has been removed from Washington, and you feel the same way about Carter when he's carrying on.
I didn't say that. No, you people have a tendency here to kind of wonder, you know.
Okay, but anyway, so to say that you feel the same way about Carter, which you did say, and I believe the title of the Rolling Stone article was an endorsement with fear and loathing, but an endorsement.
That's true. All that proves is that one 12-point headline on the cover is worth 20,000 words inside. I never said that.
Well, I read the article pretty thoroughly. And
no, you read the headline.
Okay, and the article. But I'm saying that shouldn't you be doing something more? I mean, it's fine that you've got a little circle of friends that I'm sure supply you with, you know, the best drugs possible, but for the person on the street,
no, you're wrong
still
about
being
that.
Arrested, you know, persecuted and put in jail, you know, while it's fine for a national figure,
well,
you know,
you're getting excited
on board of normal, you can
slow down,
get away with it, you know. But don't you feel you should be, you know, endorsing a candidate who instead of is going for an air war in Guerrero, you know, and having a lot of people killed
calm
and
down,
shot, pouring millions into it.
Get a grip on
that
yourself.
That you should be endorsing somebody who should be for legalizing psychedelics.
I'm sure you're a wonderful person, but I don't understand
populace.
You. Yeah. I just bought that. That's pure ivory. You should be intimidated. Now, pick out one of your complaints. Let's take them one at a time.
I'm just saying that, don't you think, you know, instead of saying that you're going along with Carter, it's fine with his posturings against the big oil companies and everything, but shouldn't you be moving towards where everybody could use the drugs that you obviously have got so much out of?
You're just a natural fool. At first you set yourself up for an obvious answer, you know.
Do you have a question over here?
I can't answer questions like that.